Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, hello, and good afternoon, and thank you so much for restarting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We talk about the brighter side of life, and we're in the 805 right now. I've got Spence, and I've got Cheryl.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Very well.
All right. We've got a great show today. You know, it's funny. One of my sons always wanted to be a CSI person, and, well, we're going to find out a little bit about it. We've got expert investigator Suzanne McComas, and she's got several books. The Rough Path, okay, it's a workbook for change, and then I Still Dream Out, and then Halfway to Somewhere. But anyways, we're going to talk a little bit with her. Then we've got Wendy Griffith, and she's going to talk about your own perfect, being your own, let's see, what is the, I'm blanking here on her thing. You are a prize to be won. And so it's about not settling for a relationship or anything. Cheryl, I think you might like that one.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm a diva.
Yeah. And then, of course, Justin Klosky is the author of Organize and Create Discipline. And this is a, you know, my husband's always telling me, I'm always like reorganizing, you know, but it's a guide to being organized in your own existence. So anyways, again, we've got lots to give away, and we've got a pair of tickets to the Teo Phoenix Rising that is over at the Civic. Spence, you tell it.
That's happening Thursday, February 13th, the Teo Phoenix Rising. It's a lot of dancing, a lot of drumming, a lot of fun, beautiful costumes. They always do good work over there at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. That'll be nice. We have Baker's Dozens from Noah's, and along with that, an access book, too. And that is the key to getting around to Ventura County on the cheap. And how about some Harlem Globetrotter tickets?
Yeah.
What about that?
Yeah, there you go. Those are always fun. So that's what we've got. Also, $50 Lures gift certificate. We got Valentine's right around the corner, and it's a great place to eat. There's the three locations, so definitely you want to check that out. Again, if you miss any part of our show today, you can just go to KimPaganoShow.com or iTunes and listen there, and become one of our friends on Facebook. That's where you find out what I'm doing and what's happening on the show. Also, I do want to give us our phone number, 805-419-0008. And let's bring our first guest on, Suzanne McComas. Are you there?
Hi, how are you, Kim?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm actually a private investigator. I have been for over 20 years. I specialize in wrongful death suits and homicide cases. And my other passion would be my sentencing advocacy work. I do wrongful conviction cases pro bono for one or two inmates a year. And that's truly my passion. The other one pays the bill. So I have a lot of work on my plate at a lot of different levels in the criminal justice system.
You know, I love that you go back in and help people afterwards, you know, because here they are. A lot of times there's no hope for them, right? But yet you find hope, and you find I'm looking at your book, The Rough Path. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Did you get the one that's the personal use version, the one with the blue cover?
The workbook.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's a full program in the corrections system, Kim. That's an 18-session program that I developed that's being put into use in the jails now for inmates. And the book that you have is the personal version for somebody out here that wants to work through some problems they're having because they were a victim of crime or trauma, childhood sexual abuse, whatever is holding them back from being happy. But the inmates all have to address why they got to where they are and their bad decision-making skills. So a lot of that is factored into the book, and it's turning out to be very successful. The inmates are asking for it to be put into place. They're asking to go into the program, and it just doesn't get any better than that. When they want to go in, that means you've got a winner.
And that's great. And now, do they, I mean, you know, here, if they've already been convicted, how does that help them change their, you know, their life around? Is there a chance that, you know, I mean, they, they won't do it again, or they're able to get out, or, you know, I mean, that's definitely giving them some hope.
Well, 98% of people do eventually leave prison one way or another. The vast majority of them get out within 10 years or less. And we're addressing mainly those people so that they don't go back. The return rate in the United States is almost half. Go back either for a new crime or parole violation to keep them from doing a new crime. And a lot of that is violating their parole condition for drug or alcohol use, which is what most of them ended up behind bars for to begin with.
Wow.
So this addresses that, and then if they need addiction treatment, they are required to do that as well. This is more about coping skills and coping with problems you're going to have when you come back out with your family, your friends, your relationships, your history kind of coming back to haunt you, and what you need to do to be successful when once you're out so you don't go back.
And, you know,
the female offenders have a different set of issues than the male offenders, but it's actually been working across the board for both sides, which is nice. I wasn't sure that would happen, but they're all responding to it really well, so I'm real pleased with how it's going.
Wow, that's great. And now, you know, what, I mean, how different is the CSI on TV as opposed to in real life?
Well, we don't all look like Ken and Barbie, and we don't have perfect hair. That's the first problem, you know. My hair never looks that damn good at 6 in the morning when they're out there looking at our bodies. I think the biggest problem is, for the layman, when you're watching shows like that and then you become involved in a crime because of a family member being a victim or a defendant, the time frames are all off. You know, they send out the DNA sample at 10 o'clock in the morning for lunch, and they've got it back by 2 in the afternoon. The average time for getting back a DNA sample can be anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months from the state crime lab. So the families get this sort of skewed view on the timing and how long everything takes, and then they get frustrated because it's not happening quickly enough. The other issue is with the shows like Law and Order, almost everybody goes to trial. You know, you see them always go to trial over and over again.
Right.
And 96% of cases in this country are plea bargained and never go to trial. 96%.
Wow.
Very rare you get a full-blown jury trial in this country anymore.
Huh. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. And we're talking right now with Suzanne McComas. We're talking about CSI in real life. And I know that, you know, how hard is it to become you know, a CSI officer?
Well, it's changed over the years. Used to be, if you wanted to do that, you went into the detective side and they did the evidence collection and their own photographs and everything. Now it's become much more specialized. There's colleges that do forensic science degrees, and the technicians that do the CSI work aren't necessarily law enforcement officers. They're full-time CSI technicians, which is different from 10, 15 years ago. But it's become so crucial that the evidence be collected correctly because of DNA and the technology that's come along. You just can't fling everything into a paper bag and, you know, hope for the best. You actually have to get out there and do it right the first time. Mm. That's something they don't show on TV very often, Kim. You know, I mean, you have a lot of environmental factors in a crime scene that keeps you from doing a perfect job. That's sort of draining. The neighbor's dog wanders through, the little kids down the street ride their bike through it before they realize what they're doing. You know, the family comes in and finds the body and decides to move everything around or, you know, touch things. It makes it tough.
Right. Now, Suzanne, do you work on, you know, like when there's been a family fire in a home and you have to go back in? You know, that just seems just so emotionally hard to do. Is that something that, you know, what is your hardest thing that you deal with?
When I was on the force, I think the hardest thing was anything that involved a child.
Yeah.
The victim.
Yeah.
That's always tough. Now, when I do the cold case reviews, you would think that some of the emotions have calmed down a little bit, but they really don't for the families because they never get any closure. So when I start opening up a case again, and this is true for my sentencing clients too, Kim, you know, they've been wrongfully convicted. So when I start taking them back through all the facts that got them to where they are, they get very upset and very emotional, and I'm sitting in a prison visit room trying to get them to recount everything, and it'll take 2 or 3 visits before I get down where they're calmly kind of telling me the facts because they're just so upset. And that's the same with the crime victims. You know, they just can't get past it until it gets adjudicated correctly.
Wow.
So it's tough. It's tough.
Okay. So the books that you have here, what are we going to find in them?
Halfway to Somewhere is my personal story about being a childhood sex abuse survivor.
Okay.
And that book surprised me because I wrote that more for my benefit than anyone else's, you know. And it became popular, and I went to a book signing convention, and I had a lot of people who were in their 40s coming out telling me that the book had finally given them some resolution on dealing with that when they were a child. And I didn't think that would happen, men and women. And they had kind of carried that around and buried it for years and years. And when they read what I went through and how I dealt with it, it finally made them kind of deal with it themselves. So it was nice to see that it had a positive effect on people. I Still Dream Out is about my work in the criminal justice system. That title came from one of my clients. He was doing life without parole. And that was in one of the letters he wrote me, meaning that he still dreams about life on the outside. And we did win his petition that he and I did, and we got 35 years awarded back to him, and he's getting out next year.
That is fabulous.
Never getting out.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, that's great.
That's, yeah. Well,
we've won back almost 300 years total.
Wow. You know, Suzanne, I love when people come on and talk about their journey and that they're doing something that has made a difference, you know, and kind of giving back. It's all about, you know, you've done like a full circle. And I can't imagine when you walk in and help different people, it's probably amazing.
I think that it's as good for me as it is for them.
Yeah.
I get a tremendous amount of satisfaction out of helping somebody. And the client that I have now that I'm getting ready to go do his investigation for his wrongful conviction, he's already done 14 years for a crime he did not commit. And he told me when I got in touch with him, he didn't believe it. He didn't believe it. He thought someone was pranking him and that someone was, you know, just trying to jerk him around. And when I finally said, look, you know, we need to get to work, I had this, you know, 49-year-old, 6'2", grown man in a jumpsuit sitting in a visit room trying not to cry in front of the other inmates because it finally struck home with him that I was there, you know, to really do this.
To help him,
and
to support
him. Well, yeah, it just shocked him because he'd given up.
You know,
he just had given up. He thought he was going to die in there.
Right. One of the questions that I have is, you know, I have children that are two boys that are still teens. And, you know, sometimes they think that nothing they do really matters. You know, they can, oh, go ahead, you know, get a ticket or go to jail, that kind of thing. But, you know, I think that scared straight should be something that every child should, you know, be a part of. What's your thought on that?
Well, I do seminars in juvenile detention centers with boys that are from 14 to 18, try and keep them from attending my maximum security seminars with male inmates, you know, 10 years from now. And I think that they all think they can take a bullet for a start. And your children don't have this problem, but certainly the ones that I work with in there, I'd like to just find their parents and just, you know, slap them upside the head because they're missing in action.
They do not
want to be there. They don't have to be there, but they have no guidance at home whatsoever, you know, none.
Wow.
And the juvenile detention counselors basically take them under their wing and give them the first positive adult structure they've ever had. And they can come out of that successfully. You know, a lot of them do. But when you go around the room and say, what do you guys want to do? I had like 14 of them in a room, and they're all between 14 and 17
and
a half.
That's such a hard age, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you ask them what they want to do for a living, and none of them say, hoodlum. You know, they come up with stuff like engineer and football player. And, I mean, and they have goals if somebody would just help them get there.
I love it.
So you know, it's nice to see that. I mean, I had one girl in the group one time, and I said, what do you want to do for a living? And she said, pediatrician.
Aww.
And, I mean, you're sitting there looking at her, and she's wearing an ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
From already being in juvie. And I said, you know, you need to stop this, like, now. you're not going to get there. You understand that, right? And she said, I know. You know, this is the last time I'm going to be in here. And the counselor was just nodding her head. And I mean, you know, you can only do so much, and then they have to fill in the gaps themselves.
Wow. Well, you know what, Suzanne, thank you so much for what you do. And it's amazing work right there. Where do we find out more about you?
My website is zzagency.com. And they can go there and see the books. They can see my current campaign for my client, Brian, for the wrongful conviction.
All right.
And I always get somebody from every show that emails me that wants me to help them with something. And that's fine. I do my best.
Okay.
So
I love
it. Listening, they're helping. They're more than happy to write in, and I'll get back in touch with them.
You got it. Thank you so much, Suzanne, for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
No problem.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we've got Wendy Griffith, and she's going to talk about You Are a Prize to Be Won, and it's about not settling for less than. So stay with us. Spence, what are we going to give away?
Oh, we have some great prizes here. Have we done the Access book yet?
I don't know, but you know what? Let's do that.
I would love to do that. It's a great book from just goofing around, playing with the kids, going out to an excellent dinner. All the activities around here in Ventura County are in the Access book, and you just put a card in your wallet. You don't carry around coupons
love that.
Or anything.
Yeah, guys like that. You know, we have a purse,
very
but
convenient.
You know, but you keep it in your. You can keep the book in your car, right?
And yeah, then you it's can, easy. It's, you can always reference it,
exactly.
But you don't have to bring
there
it in.
You go.
Just
great.
Have the card.
I love it. All you have to do right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, what you're calling about, and your email, and a team member will get back with you.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and so glad that you're restarting your day in a positive way. We got the Super Bowl tomorrow, and are you going to any parties, Spence?
I think we are. We're going to a friend's house. It's very nice. They also have the best parties, and we will be doing the Super Bowl there.
There you go. Okay. How about you, Cheryl?
No, staying home, quiet.
Okay. We're going we're going to parties, so it's all about those hors d'oeuvres, you know? Oh. And I'm going to do healthy ones, you know?
Good
so,
for you.
Anyways, all right. Well, our next guest is Wendy Griffith, and her book is You Are a Prize to Be Won. Wendy, welcome.
Hi, Kim. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. And I was glad we got a chance to chat the other day. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your book. And I love, you know, it's all about not settling for less, right?
Yeah. I like to say don't settle for crumbs.
Okay. Don't settle for crumbs.
Well, a little bit about me. You want me to start at the very beginning?
Please. No, start at the end. No.
Right. So we'll start at the end. I'm a 700 Club co-host with Pat Robertson, and we're on the ABC Family Channel every day from coast to coast, and we have a lot of fun doing that. And also a news anchor. I've been a news anchor most of my life, but recently got promoted to co-hosting, and I love it. I love the talk show.
Isn't it fun? I love it, too.
Yeah, because suddenly you go from just reading the news to having a personality. You get to have a personality. So
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay, we need to talk, because I would love to be on there with you sometime. So.
Yeah. But, I'm, in my 40s and never been married, and I had this amazing year, 2011, where I actually met someone. I thought, I actually remember saying, you're the love of my life, which is always a dangerous thing to say if they're not feeling the same way. And, of course, I thought he was feeling the same way. And I thought we were on our way to happily ever after. And at the end of that year, he said, I need to give you back. To God. He said, I need to give you back to God.
Yeah, why? I don't understand. Didn't you guys have everything? Didn't it feel good?
Oh, my gosh. Here's the thing. I think, like a lot of women, I was sort of living in my own fairy. I was having a really great fantasy. I was having a fairy tale in my own mind. I wanted it. I wanted the fairy tale. I wanted the ring.
So you put the, the rose-colored glasses on, and you only saw good, correct?
I only saw good.
Yeah, of us do that. In so many situations, in our children, if we were just talking with Suzanne about, CSI, okay, kids going down the wrong track, you need to know and say, whoa, ho, ho, that's not working, instead of us, putting our head in the sand. And same thing in our relationships, same thing with friends and people that, that you associate with, are they like human vampires? Are they sucking you dry or are they adding to your life? And those are all these questions that you really want to ask yourself in life, right?
Yeah. Probably the most important thing I learned in retrospect was that I loved him, but I wasn't loving myself. Mm. And when you don't know your own value, you will settle for anything. And I was settling for what I call emotional crumbs, an occasional I love you or I miss you, baby. He knew exactly what to do enough to keep me hanging on. He could sense when I was starting to get a little upset. And then he would, throw out that, hey, I love you or I miss you. One thing I learned was, I learned a lot of things, but I learned that when you know your value and what people will treat you different, you'll treat yourself different, and there's things that you just won't settle for.
Right.
And you don't have to settle in a relationship. And I have a chapter called, You Are Worth the Price of Dinner and Dessert.
Yeah.
Based on a true story where, I was dating this guy. It was a romantic relationship, and it was only our third date, but, we'd already kissed goodnight at that point. And he said, we need to split the check. And I said, wait a minute. He started telling me about these other girls that he goes out to lunch with or dinner with, and they split the check. I said, are you kissing them goodnight? And he's like, no. And I said, I'm worth the price of dinner and dessert. And his mouth, oh, my gosh, it was priceless. It just
And I love that because, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is going to. That's really what it's all about. So do you have some, tips that, if anybody's going through this, that you've learned?
Yeah, you know what? Guard your heart. There's a great scripture in the Bible that says, guard your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life or the emotions of life. And everybody just skims over that like, oh, that's nice. But it really is such great advice, because when you guard your heart, when you just kind of keep your mouth shut, don't put all your cards on the table, let him take the lead, let him take some leadership in the relationship. Where is it going? Look, if it's 5 or 6 months in and he's still saying one day at a time,
it's not time to get out. Yes.
Yeah, not talking about the future. And I love what Steve Harvey says in his book, act like a lady, think like a man. He says a guy's doing two things with you. He's either planning with you or playing you. Mm. And it's really true. And especially if you're older, if you're 20 and you're just, going out there and having fun, and I'm serious. But if you're in your 30s and 40s and you are marriage-minded and you're going out with a guy and it's 5, 6 months in, even 3 months in, and he's not talking about the future, he's playing with you. And this guy that I was with, that I was in love with, and I desperately, wanted to marry him at one point, he was not invested like I was, and I was clueless because I wasn't listening. I was ignoring all the red flags and the words that were not there. Conversations will reveal a counterfeit.
Now, what were some of the words? That's what I want to know. What are some of those words? Like, that's a really big tip right there. You talked about, I love you, but, right?
Yeah, when he said, it was about 5 months into the relationship, and he finally said those words, I love you, but he said, but I don't know if you're the one. And it was like getting kissed and slapped really hard at the same time. It felt good, but it also stung really bad. Like, why do I feel kind of sick to my stomach? And I didn't know at that time what to do, because I'd wanted to hear those words so desperately. Now, in retrospect, I know exactly what I would do. I would say, well, you can take your I love you butt and your butt, and you can get back in your car and you can drive back home, because, this is over. I'm worth I love you, period. And every woman is. Listen, if a guy is saying but after I love you, he's keeping his options open. Don't tell yourself, I told myself, oh, he just needs more time to see how amazing I am. No, he's saying, I'm keeping my options open for something better. And what I say to women is, if that's the case, then God has a better plan and a better man. Move on.
Oh. Well, you know what, Wendy? It's kind of like the home. I got a lot of homeschooling, a lot of home wisdom. And my friends have told me, I just went through the same thing you did. And they looked at me and they said, Cheryl, you stayed too long at the fair. You weren't, what you said, I wasn't looking at the signs. I wasn't listening to was not being said. I was punctuating sentences myself. I was filling in the blanks. I was living in my own imagination. And the good things that he brought out to bring that forward, I kind of focused on. I didn't focus on what wasn't happening. And I stayed too long in a drought. And I had to realize, I'm worth watering. I'm dying on the vine here. I have to be good to myself. And that's why I told Kim earlier.
That's great.
I don't care about Valentine's Day this year, because I've been loving me.
Yeah.
And I feel so much better, and I'm looking better. And it's really weird. I'm attracting guys, and I'm not really interested in that right now. But I'm feeling good about myself. So
that's awesome.
Your timing was perfect, Wendy.
I knew you would love this. Yeah, I told you. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking about the brighter side. Of course, that's what we do here. And we've got Wendy Griffith on, and her book is You Are a Prize to Be Won. I think we need to take our own inventory. I've been married and I've been divorced before, and they're, you have to make your own list. You have to be inviting, one. You have to feel like you can walk into a room and be who you are. And that's, that's the people that you're going to attract, not the people that
who you are is enough.
That's
you perfect. Are enough.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I like to say, I have a chapter called Be the Prize. And you're the leading lady in the greatest story that you'll ever tell, which is your own life. Be the best leading lady you can be, and that involves taking care of yourself and do it for you. Be the prize for yourself first. Work out, do those green drinks. I even have some recipes in there that give you like the glow. I call it, the green. You don't look green. You just glow. You look
no,
great.
And
just, wear that red dress. Wear those sexy shoes and go out and enjoy life. I have this part of the chapter called The Power of a Dress. And, I used to wear pants all the time. And when I started wearing dresses, it was like a revolution. I mean, it was like guys just stop in their tracks and they just comment. And I don't know what it is. There's something about the power of a dress.
So true.
And and the red dress that you have on here is very, very beautiful, I have to tell you. You know, it
Let's
is.
I had to squeeze into it. Look how tight that thing is. I had to like diet for a couple of days just to get into that thing. But I love
Looks
red.
Good,
and
though.
I yeah. love that dress.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I'm a hair therapist, and, you know, believe me, I say this all the time. People sit in my chair, and the first question I ask them is, what do you love about yourself? And they think I'm talking a foreign language, you know? And then all of a sudden, it's like a rose, you know? It all of a sudden just starts as you kind of work on them, and you talk to them, and you see how they don't feel good about themselves. All of a sudden, they feel better. That's what makes me. I love doing people's hair and making them look good, feel good, and do good. You know,
absolutely.
So, yeah.
I mean, you know, I say in the book that you, you're a treasure to be discovered. And when we start looking at ourselves as that pearl of great price, it changes everything. And I can't believe now, looking back, what I put up with. And I what I forgave. And when you're in love and you have those rose-colored glasses on, man, you will put up with everything.
This is so true. This is so true. Now, here's my question to you. So what is the best advice you can give women who is going through heartbreak?
Oh, wow. You know, for me, it was the most painful thing. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. To me, there's no pain like that. And all I could do, because I am a Christian, is I just had to run to Jesus with my pain. It just, and to my girlfriends, and to other people who had been
so support,
been there.
Support, yeah.
I needed a lot of, I say in the beginning of my book, you know, that you don't, when you go through heartbreak, you don't go through it alone.
Right.
And that's why I had to list, if you'll see in the acknowledgement page, I've got like 20 girlfriends that were vital. You know, you can't go. Don't go through it alone. Reach out to those that you know are going to support you and encourage you and remind you of who you are. And if you are a person of faith, then pray and get
Wendy,
that
how did
too.
You pull yourself back together? That's what I'm looking for. How did you pull yourself back together? Because
honey,
so many of our times we feel like depleted, you know.
For too long after the fact.
Yeah, you know.
Let me just say this. Thank God that the show must go on because I'm in television and you guys are in radio.
Yep.
I remember my boss, it was only a couple days after the breakup, and he didn't know about it, and I was on my way to the set for my afternoon TV show as a news anchor, and he said, "How you doing?" And when he said, "How you doing?" that was all I needed for the tears to start flowing. And I just said, you know, we broke up, and he said, he just looked right in my eyes, and he said, "Wendy, you're stronger than you know."
Yes.
And I just walked to the set,
so
dried
many other,
my tears.
Other people can see it, but you. You know?
But when you're in the middle of it, you don't feel strong.
No.
And that's why she says you need support to remind you of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I did. I took off and went to Belize for 2 weeks.
Oh, there you go. I love it.
I said, you know what? I'm not going to let this thing kill me. I'm going to get tan. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to come back looking like $1 million. And I did. But however, my heart was still in a million pieces, but on the outside, I looked fantastic. I just, you know, I just...
You did the fake it till you make it, and that's what it, you know.
Let me do say this to women that are hurting. Heartbreak will take its time. I felt like that God told me to mourn and move on, which is easier said than done. Heartbreak will not last forever, but you don't exactly know when it's going to end, and you just have to be patient with yourself.
Perfect.
And it will end, but you've got, you know, you can't afford to be bitter. You've got to forgive, and you do have to move on.
I love it. Well, thank you, Wendy Griffith. You are a prize to be won, and I love your book. Thank you so much for being our guest, and I'd love to have you on again.
This was great girl time.
I know.
Love it.
There you go.
If anybody wants an autographed copy, they can order it from CBN.com, and I'd love to autograph it for them.
You got it. All right. Well, thank you so much. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Justin Kolosky, and his book is Organize and Create Discipline. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com. Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And wow, that was cool, huh? I mean,
you
know,
we've fun.
Yeah, women have always felt like that, you know. Anyways, I am really excited again. If you're just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side, and we are in the 805 right now. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. And we have lots of stuff to give away. And get your name in for Teo Phoenix Rising over at the Civic Arts Plaza. We've got a couple sets for that. We got Globetrotters. We got $50 lure gift certificate, and we've got an access book. We got lots of stuff. All you have to do is call that number, 419-0008. Leave me your name, your number, your email, and which gift that you are looking to get.
I might call in.
I know, huh? There you
go. Disguise my voice.
All right. Well, our next guest is Justin Klosky, and you know, this is it's like a. I love it. You just, how'd you say, a twist on OCD?
Yeah, it's a nice twist on OCD.
Yeah, it is. It's about organizing and creating discipline. And let's bring Justin on. Justin, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm like right there. I have to tell you, I'm, you know, and I hate to say my kids are, you know, they go around putting the alarm on twice, you know. And you know, I think it's a good thing. I really do. But because, you know, you want your, is your car clean, Justin?
But everything in my life's pretty meticulous.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about you, and I'm glad that you're here with us.
Well, again, thanks for having me. A little bit about myself. Well, you know, I was an actor for a long time. I still will always have the creative bug in me, But I found that as I was growing up, through certain misfortunes, I was forced to really find control. I needed control in my life. And my way of really getting that control was creating organizational systems around me to just make my life a little more simple, a little more efficient and effective. And then, of course, you know, knowing where everything is gave me that control that I needed. So after a long time of doing this, I saw that there was a need in other people's lives for it, and I started my business, the OCD Experience. And now I teach people, clients, big businesses, how to really just live a more efficient and effective life through simple organizational practices.
Where are you located?
I currently am based in Los Angeles, California.
You're close to me. Okay, we might have to get you in the studio. I'm telling you.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, my life, you know, I have got four children, and I'm a hair therapist. We have a, you know, construction company. I have to have a home for everything, or I can't even start my day. And,
yeah.
You know, probably my biggest thing is my closet and my desk. Those are the things that really,
me
maybe
too.
My trunk, okay, you know. And I'm being honest with everybody. It's hard because if you don't have everything, you know, I mean, sometimes you have, like, I think, like, less room is better because you have to really be compartmentalized. What's your thought on that?
You know, I think space is very unique, right? We all have different amounts of it, right? It's just a question of how we use it. And I don't know, you know, less can be more, but more can be more too if you know where you're putting things.
I love that. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Okay, I'm just going to say one thing. My daughter, she works with us in our office, and she had this huge pile that she was waiting to file. And I was like, oh, it was driving me crazy. I'm like, can we just file? I'll help you. I'll do it. Mom, I'm doing it myself. And then all of a sudden she had this like epiphany, you know, from her husband, who is a neat freak. He's kind of more like me. And all my daughter's getting that way. And she said, he told me that as he uses it, he puts it away. And it was like,
revelation.
Oh my God. So she doesn't have anything to file anymore. I mean, that's just a simple thing right there.
Yes.
So and it is. It actually can be that simple. The issue is, you know, people don't deal with things as they need to. Instead, they will let things pile up, right? So the mentality is, don't wait for what you can do now and take the time to handle it, put things away, deal with them, and then, you know, sooner or later, you're not going to have anything to deal with.
But Justin, you know, all of that sounds great, and I'm with you and Kim. Organization is great. I have anxiety attacks about things I can't find. But it's time-consuming. Staying organized seems time-consuming. I have to take the time to file it. I have to take the time to put this away. This has to be labeled. How do I get around that? Because to me, that's just aggravating. I have to spend so much time getting organized.
You know, anything's time-consuming, period, in life, right? I mean, no matter what it is, it's just a question of what's important for you to spend the time doing, right? So if organization and finding things and being able to be more efficient, more effective in your life is worth it to you, then take the time to do it. But if it's not, and you don't care about having extra time down the line, then it might not be important, right? So it's really trying to figure out that balance of what is truly important to you versus, you know, what isn't. And it's really different for everybody.
Right. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Justin Klusky. We're talking about organize and create discipline. And you've got an A to Z guide. Okay, what is the most difficult thing for people that to work on? What's the hardest thing for most people?
You know, I really think getting people to a digital medium is the most difficult because, as you were just saying, it takes time, right? You know, cleaning your house and putting things away where they go, that takes a little less time because there's a little less preparation work, right? But I think for most people, going digital, finding you know, a digital system is the most time-consuming. But once you get it there and once you start it, it actually saves you time because you're not creating file folders anymore. You're not taking up space in your home with tangible files. Instead, everything's digitally filed, and it really just clears up space and clears your mind.
So is there a program that you use that you really like and recommend?
Yeah, you know, I just recently switched over to Everything Macintosh.
Mm.
So it's it's pretty funny to go from a PC to a Mac, but okay. Whether you're using a PC or Mac, it really doesn't make a difference. The scanner that I personally love is by Fujitsu. They make an incredible line of different priced scanners. They're
I just bought that, okay, and I love it. At first, I was like, oh, my God, this isn't how it's supposed to be. But now you scan it, you print it, you put it in a file, whichever, and you get rid of it, correct?
You know, and you could take a step out of that. You don't need, if you scan something, you don't need to print it unless it's something that you need to sign and ship away to somebody, right?
Okay.
You know, most people are so used to having these tangible files that they're used to, you know, keeping them around and printing them. It's completely unnecessary unless someone's asking for it, right? So a Fujitsu scanner, I actually like using Adobe Acrobat for scanning in documents and, you know, anything on the computer. And then I recently just switched to these little silver G drives because if you are going digital, you need to back all of your documents up. So make sure that it's not just local on your computer, but being backed up digitally somewhere else.
Right. Very important. You're absolutely right. Now, here's my thing is, you know, emails, okay? Get tons and tons of emails, and I never know how to organize them. We just got right into the office, okay? So, and I would love to have you back. We could go, like, room by room by room, you know? I think it's so important. You're right, is if you get all this organized, your life is going to be so much better. So I love that you wrote this book and that you put some time into really sharing this.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's you're right about life being better, but I like thinking a little more ahead too, right? Your family's life will be simpler as well. Your children's life growing up will be easier too because, you know, you're not going to be passing all of these documents to them down the line. Instead, everything will already be digitized and in a medium that they're used to. And whether we like it or not, everything is shifting to that digital place.
Yeah, to the cloud, right? Yeah.
And it makes moving easier.
Oh, my God. You just nailed it. I mean, it makes moving 30 times easier. You know, you're not packing a bunch of stuff most likely you're never going to look at again. And it saves you money.
Okay, so talk to us about emails. What's your system?
It's taken me a little while to get to this place with this email system, but I am a proponent on treating your email inbox like you would treat your regular mailbox, right? And if you think about it, it actually is really simple. Every day, we all go to our mailbox, we take the mail out of the mailbox, and it is empty. I like teaching the same system when it comes to email.
Wow, never thought about it like that, but that's very good. So, okay, so are you a sorter?
You know what? I'm not. I'm a doer, right?
Ah.
The moment there's an email in my inbox, I treat it as something I need to deal with, right? Because technically that's what it should be used for. So anything that I could deal with immediately or respond to immediately, I will respond to. If it's an email that requires more action from me, I leave it in my inbox, and until it's complete, I will file it out. So basically, the only emails that should be in your inbox are items that you have yet to deal with. The moment you respond to them and they're no longer, you know, necessary for you to respond to again or deal with, you can create a folder for them if it's a project-based item, or you could just drag it to another folder that you've created for the year, signifying that that email is complete. And then your email at the end, really, at the end of every week, at the end of every day, if you really can, should be zero. I spent the day catching up with my emails, and I'm really proud to say this. I have one email right now in my inbox.
Wow, that's awesome.
You treat your email as if it's a to-do list.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it eliminates to-do lists because what you can do is start sending yourself emails to do. And the moment, you know, you deal with it, then you don't have anything else to do.
I like that.
Okay, so that's probably my biggest one right there. And it wastes so much time. And then you can't remember which one you went back to. And, you know, so,
yeah.
And now how many, emails do you have? That's another thing. Do you have, a professional one and a personal one? Because that's something that somebody said was good.
Great, great question. So I have a professional email. Some people actually will have two, which just is an alias pointing other people at the same email, you know. I have a personal email, and then I have an email just for, like, newsletters and things that I would subscribe to so they don't cloud up my other email inboxes.
Mm.
And that's really it. And, my business email, I will use that email address to subscribe to, like, my credit cards, things like that I want to see on a, you know, a weekly or a monthly basis, because those are obviously important to get. But, you know, that's really it. You know, people shouldn't have more than three emails.
Okay, so you get all those newsletters. What do you do with them?
You know, you really should just read them and delete them.
Read them and delete them. I like
it. Read them and delete them. Unless it's something that, you know, again, you want to take action on. Let's say, you know, Bloomingdale's is having a sale this weekend, right? And you get like a 25% off coupon. Leave it in that email. And when you go to Bloomingdale's, have that email readily available in your inbox. The moment you're done with it, delete it out.
Wow, I like that. Okay, so we have a couple minutes left. Give us a couple tips that can really help us get organized this year. We're still in the new year, and we're, you know, I mean, I think everything should be broken down by monthly, and so where would you start?
You know, I'd start with not procrastinating. Most people put things off, right? If you could do something in under 2 minutes, no matter what it is, get it done. Anything else that, you know, that you have to deal with, really figure out the significance and the priority in your life and then deal with it as you need to do it. But don't put things off and don't say, yeah, you know, I'll deal with it later, because when you have that mentality, sooner than later, you're going to have a pile and another pile and another pile of things that you're going to need to do. And no one wants to spend their weekend sitting inside catching up on their life.
Catching up on their life. And, you know, I call that, like, everybody has a mountain, right? And so if you put off today what you could do, or you put off today what you could do tomorrow, or vice versa, right? How is that? What am I saying? You just, it's going to keep, like you said, keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, you know, I always say the other thing that I do is I put five things on my list, because you can get overwhelmed. And if you don't get those five things done, right, it's simple.
It becomes overwhelming. I can't get anything done.
Yeah.
It does. And, you know, you use your email for those things. You know, if you can start implementing, you know, in my book, it's really simple. You go into email, and I literally break it down on how to do this. But the moment you can get used to using your email as your to-do list, then you could start sending yourself emails of things that you actually need to do, because you're more likely to actually handle them now because you're implementing this system.
Justin, I love what you've done with your book. I love it. It's really simple to use. Where do we find it?
You could find it anywhere online, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. It's all over. Organize and create discipline.
I love it. I'd love to have you back and talk further. So thank you so much. We are at the end of our show. And again, Cheryl Spence Justin, this has been a great show. We've talked about a bunch of things. We've given away a lot of things. And of course, I want to end my show with a moment of happiness. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. And that's what it's all about. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Oh,
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.